And you hang around with them long enough, in those very early years, you pick up all kinds of things, some of which serve you enormously well and some of which don't. And the only way that you can sort out which of those patterns of thoughts that you've been picking up from those that you live with serve you now and which don't is by the way they feel when you think them now. So it's of interest to us when you say, I'm working on healing my family energy. And we want to say, that's a much simpler statement than you were making it out to be. All that means is, when I think about my past, I choose the thoughts that feel the best. And if I stumble upon a thought that doesn't feel so good, I either daydream and pull myself away from it, in which case your teacher or maybe your mother might say, remember this, remember this, remember this. And what you want to say is, I'm not choosing to remember those things that don't let me in my now be who I am. And there are many people who want you to remember your heritage and want you to remember what happened that might begin to feel uncomfortable as they feel you beginning to pull away, but their discomfort will go away when you start remembering all of the positive aspects of your childhood and flooding that back into your now consciousness. In other words, as you make lists of all of the advantages that you've experienced, and there have been so many, your inner being will help you remember more and more and more of those. Mm-hmm. That's the way you heal any energy. It's not a matter. And in fact, the word healing in and of itself, it's interesting because when you think about being in alignment with who you are, there's a very particular emotion that comes from that alignment. It feels like love and appreciation. The feeling of healing something is almost always an upstream thought, meaning you're looking at what needs to be healed and you're trying to heal it, but in looking at what needs to be healed, you're cutting yourself off from the improvement that you seek, you see. And so you know from the energy work that you do that the stream is flowing and you're allowing it or not, and that really is all there is to the subject. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
So now, where are you in relationship to all of that? We know you heard that. Mm-hmm. Now, what to do about it?
Well, I'm present here. So
yes?
And I hear, see, feel everything you are saying.
Yes.
Doing point of origin work, which I have been studying.
Which means?
Going back to the root, whether it be the cellular root of when things have occurred.
Yes.
In life, or point of origin could be going back to former entries, like for instance, going back to the beginning of Africa from where it first came into origin, and then running it from that point on and clearing energy from that source energy, or source energy from my where I am today, from this body, from this physical entity.
But the question that we want to put to you, as we ask you about healing the energy, the mm-hmm. familiar, the family mm-hmm. energy, and you launched into a very detailed story that mm-hmm. for a long time held you and everyone who was listening in a place not in alignment with source. And we just want to put to you how much clearing of energy is actually happening in the beating of the drum of unwanted things.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we're not questioning the technique that you are about. And for a lot of people, maybe that really is the way to really clear things up. But we want to submit to you that it is far easier to just start in the better feeling where you are and take off from where you are. You really don't have to go back and clean stuff up. Okay. You really don't. You don't have to go back and relive anything. Just start from where you are, and in your now memory of things, if something surfaces in your memory that isn't copacetic with who you are, clean that up. But don't go back, because okay. we've never seen anyone do it that didn't just get bound up in what's going on back there.
I feel that.
So now what? So let's take the subject of being hit by a car. That's a pretty important thing that happened in your experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're hit by a car, and then as you began to explain to us all kinds of ramifications, your mother then felt extra protective of you, which annoyed your father and almost destroyed their relationship. Your brother got all jealous about it, and you're not even sure how you felt about all of it. You seem to be sort of a bystander in all of this, more aware of how others were being affected by it. And so